Okay, let's see how you did. Acts 14, managing different levels of appreciation. What is important about these verses is Paul and Barnabas were sent to serve for the salvation of sinners. They were not serving for applause or appreciation. This should be the same goal and template for pastors and parishioners today. Whether appreciated or not, the mandate and mission is still ours to accomplish. God's applause and appreciation is who we should aim to receive, eventuating in Him saying, "Well done." However, appreciation or the lack thereof is an inherent byproduct or response of serving. In ministry and in your life's path, you will encounter different kinds and levels. Acts 14 gives us a sobering reminder as to what we will encounter while serving. Number one, non-believers and novice believers often interpret sacred matters incorrectly. They fail to interpret the will, the word, and the works of God. What city is mentioned in Acts 14? Iconium. What did Paul and Barnabas do upon arrival? Preached in their synagogue. What do the initial verses tell of their impact? It says a great multitude of Jews and Greeks believed. Are the church and the synagogue synonymous terms? Yes or no? The answer would be no. And if not, what are the differences? The Jewish synagogue existed prior to the birth of the church. When Jesus came, he spoke with Peter, and he told Peter that upon this rock I'll build my church. And so then what was the goal of preaching in their synagogue? It was to preach to the Jews with hopes that they would accept Christ as Savior and thereby receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and become a part of the church with Christ, which Christ came to save. Number four, in verses 1 through 7, we learn that they had low appreciation for the work of Paul and Barnabas. Number five, verse 2 says they had to deal with evil. And verse 4 says the city was divided, while verse 5 says there was an assault to stone them. Number 6, though verse 6 said they were able to flee the city to Lystra, are there any reference to time in these verses that indicate the tenure of their service there? The answer to that question is yes. And it's in verse 3. It says they abode there a long time. What was their manner of serving? It's in the same verse. They were bold in their speaking. And so what it indicates that they needed was tenacity. That was the sub point of point one. Number 7. What presented itself as an opportunity to authenticate their message? An impotent man who was found when they got to Lystra. What happened next indicates they had an over-appreciation for what Paul had done, according to verse 11. They thought they were gods, small g, and had planned to sacrifice, according to verse 13, to them, but understanding that the remedy was their transparency, so point two, they ran. Gods don't get in a hurry, so they ran to show their humanity. In among, we're not above you, we're among you, and rent their clothes, that means to tear the clothes, to reveal their humanity. We're not gods. We're humans just like you. But we happen to be they who God is using to bring salvation to you. Eye-openly, they went from an over-appreciation to no appreciation and stoned both or one of them. Of course, answer to that is one. What did the disciples do, and what did God do? The disciples stood around them, is what the verse says, but God raised Paul. This indicates Paul had the Trinity fighting for him, which is subpoint three. In the remaining verses, they preached, verse 21, their way back to Antioch, and rehearsed, verse 27, all that God had done with them, and received a healthy appreciation from other believers for the work, verse 26, that they fulfilled. I hope you enjoyed the lesson, and I hope that you have a better perspective on ministry, and that we serve not for the applause or approval of man. We serve for the applause and approval of God. And in that process, we will either be appreciated, we will, or there will be no appreciation, low appreciation, or over appreciation. And it's our responsibility to seek the balance, that God will get the glory. All right. That's it. Love all of you. Talk to you soon. Pastor Morris. Bye-bye.